This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The India bloc has named former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as its candidate for the Vice President's post. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today appealed to all political parties, including opposition parties, for unanimous election of NDA's Vice Presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan. During the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Modi introduced Mr. Radhakrishnan to the NDA MPs, citing his long public life in which he served ably in different capacities as Member of Parliament and Governor. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Prime Minister appealed to all political parties and all their MPs to unanimously support Mr. Radhakrishnan for the Vice Presidential election.
हम चाहते हैं कि एक साथ मिलकर के उपराष्ट्रपति जी का चुनाव में सर्वसम्मति से राधाकृष्णन जी का सपोर्ट करें तो हमारा लोकतंत्र के लिए भी हमारा देश के लिए भी और राज्यसभा को संचालन करने में भी बहुत उपयोगी होगी तो पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी के बैठक में सब पार्टी ने आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को भी धन्यवाद दिया कि बहुत ही अच्छा इंसान को उपराष्ट्रपति जी का चुनाव के लिए उम्मीदवार के रूप में उतारा गया है
नेशनल सिक्योरिटी एडवाइजर जी दोभाल एंड चाइनीज Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of Special Representatives' Dialogue on the boundary question between India and China in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and quiet. He added that bilateral engagements between the two nations have been substantive.
There has been an upward trend. Borders have been quiet. There have been peace and tranquility. Our bilateral engagements have been more substantial. And we are most grateful to our leaders who in Kazan in October last were able to set a new trend. And we have profited a lot since then. The new environment that has been created has helped us.
Mr. Doval noted that the new environment has led to advance various areas of engagement between the two sides. He emphasized that these talks hold special importance as Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting for the SCO summit shortly. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasized that the setbacks that the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in the interest of the people of both sides. He said the meeting between President Xi Jinping and Prime Minister Modi in Kazan pointed the direction for the development of bilateral relations and provided impetus for the proper settlement of the boundary question. The Chinese Foreign Minister, who is on a two-day official visit to India, is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour and urged opposition members to allow the House to function, but they continued with their protest. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Lok Sabha amid the din. The chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the House assembled at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House that interpretation services will now be available in all the languages listed in the Constitution. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a three-day visit to Russia starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, said Dr. Jayashankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will hold discussions with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov and will also address the India-Russia Business Forum. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with moderate gains in afternoon session today. Sensex jumped 455 points to 81,732 and Nifty increased by 104 points to 24,980 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.